Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, more Fitz Dog plus news and good sports coming your way. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. There's a new phishing scam masquerading as a billing error alert from Netflix, pushing victims to update their payment details within 24 hours or their subscription will be voided. The link even directs to a very real-looking CAPTCHA form. So please, people, they're out there. They're trying to steal your identity. They're trying to steal your money. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk out on the internet. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number, for sale on the dark web. Protect yourself. If you become an identity theft victim, you have access to a dedicated restoration specialist. That is LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Lot of hair salon talk the past few days and a lot of barbershop talk. Well, guess what? Now, hair salons and barbershops will be allowed to reopen for limited indoor service in Los Angeles County, with officials announcing that during the show as we speak today. So while the state releases overall guidance, individual counties can maintain tougher restrictions, which is what LA County has been doing. And the catch is the capacity will be limited to 25% of normal capacity. So at this point, business owners are basically just going to have to decide, do we have enough savings to now run on, you know, a quarter of what we are used to making? But at least that can happen now in LA County.
I would argue that the standard spacing for like a barbershop type salon chairs that you get your hair cut or colored or whatever in, as I eyeball it, is right around 6 feet. They're already kind of spread out. If you think about it, if I picture all the barbershops and places I've gone into, they're about 6 foot. People can line up outside or show up and wait outside, and then they can just sort of let them in and fill the chairs, which are already about 6 foot. I don't know. I guess if you get into high-capacity nail salons and a lot of women getting their hair blown out and all that kind of stuff, I guess that's something. But seems, again, I had two ways of doing it. When I went to Houston, I got a haircut. You came in, they did your temperature. They spritzed your hands with the alcohol. You put the mask on, and then you walked over and you got your haircut. And when I got my haircut in San Antonio, it's in a mall, and they locked the door. And then they just put the phone number on the door. It's weird. It's like a prison visit, you know,
yeah.
And you call the guy and he picks up the phone and you're looking at him. He's 6 feet away from you, but you're talking to him. And then you're having this, hi, pops. I'm out. Okay. When can we? And they're like, 5 o'clock. It's your head. Come back at five, you know, and you're talking. And then they buzz you in. And they seem to have it worked out. It didn't seem incredibly dangerous.
Floyd's in Venice put all the chairs in the parking lot. They got a big parking lot. People are sitting outside. Getting their hair. Something's got to happen because my house is fucking insane. Look at my head. My daughter, I just gave up. My daughter takes a buzzer. She
yes.
buzzes it off. My son has my daughter shaving it at four different length buzzers. My daughter's cutting her own bangs. She looks terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Girls should never cut their own bangs.
No.
Putting the shit in the parking lot, I don't know. Is that
when we're having record-breaking heat?
Yeah.
It's going to be like 111 in 2 days.
And also, all right, anyway, it all feels like theater to me. Well, not it all. A lot of it feels like theater. Some of it makes sense. Once they open the airlines and people are just at the airport waiting in line, like they attempt to do a lot of things. Like they go, we're gonna board people in boarding groups and all that kind of stuff. it's still people standing in line. Mm-hmm. It's still people clustered together. Everyone's just sitting together waiting at the terminal.
Yeah.
Once you get on the plane, you're bumping past people that are putting luggage up top. Once you're on the plane, you hook your mask off. You take a hit off your sandwich or your drink and you hook it. You know, it's so catch as catch can.
So why are you doing it?
I'm not interested in it. I'm not scared of it. I'm not worried about it. I have no thoughts. I don't have any thought. I don't have thoughts about self-preservation.
Well, to answer the question why he is doing it, because he's not a Karen and doesn't want to draw that kind of
attention. Why am I wearing a mask?
No. Why are you flying if you think it's dangerous?
I don't think it's dangerous. It's just a theater. I don't think it's. My sister said to me, I said, I'm going to San Antonio tomorrow. She's like, on an airplane? I'm like, yeah. She goes, what are you thinking about? And I was like, I don't know.
I only know two guys that went to San Antonio to do stand-up, and they both got COVID when they went there.
I know, but they're fine.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Brian Callen
Brendan.
Brendan Schaub.
But they're fine. That's my whole thing. Like, right. I'll get it. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I've been to Texas 2 or 3 times. I've been to Nashville.
All right.
Going back
out. I think
out.
It is like a, there's degrees of suicidal. Mm-hmm. And there's the people that will take zinc and they will jog with a mask on and they will, sleep with a fucking apnea, whatever. All the things you can do to extend your life. Mm-hmm. Those are people that really, they must really be enjoying their life because I don't try that hard to stay alive. Hard enough that I won't fly. But not so hard that I won't, ride a bike without a helmet.
Right.
Or everybody's slightly suicidal.
Yeah. Well, considering we're all going to die,
Yeah.
It's just a question of when. But, I've flown throughout this whole thing. I was going to fly a couple of days ago where I'm going to Nashville coming up, I think. Yep. Right. I'm not thinking about it, but I get that other people think about it. I just never had those thoughts.
Yeah,
I've never thought about it. I've never had thoughts about that in terms of personal safety.
Right.
Never. I don't know. Low or no self esteem. It's kind of interesting. I was talking to Jay Leno about it. He doesn't have thoughts about that either.
No, he wouldn't. I can see that.
That guy would he would literally crawl into a dragster and sit on some guy's lap. And try to lay down a 4.5 second quarter mile,
yeah.
he'd be completely fine with it. Everyone else would have a lot of questions.
No, he drove a 1938 fire truck across Mulholland Drive.
Yes.
And he doesn't care.
No. And it's like there's no seatbelts or airbags or nothing. Tempered glass or safety glass. Like
yeah.
Some of those things he has, some of those things he fires up, like he has a fire truck there, and it's got a fucking flywheel that's 4 feet around and serrated. It looks like a giant, it looks like the scariest Chinese throwing star ever.
Yeah.
Like it is scary as shit. All right, Gina, sorry. What do you got?
Amber Heard is not done fighting. The actress has countersued ex-husband Johnny Depp for $100 million.
Oh, boy.
Claiming he used trolls and fake social media accounts to smear her and ruin her life. Amber's asking a court in Virginia to toss her ex-husband's frivolous defamation suit, she calls it. She's also seeking twice the amount. So he wanted 50. She says, oh, yeah, how about 100? Johnny's suing over a 2019 op-ed piece where she spoke against sexual violence and didn't name him specifically. Meanwhile, Johnny's asked the court to delay the defamation trial so he can film his role in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them 3 in London. And the couple's still awaiting a judge's decision on Johnny's separate legal battle in the UK.
Mm.
From the article that they were that Amber was basically like a subpoenaed witness for. Where we learned about her pooping in the bed.
I've said a few times, it's really not worth it being famous anymore, no. Right? It used to be lots of perks.
Mm.
Like it used to be, you get any table you want. You get pulled over driving drunk, the cop would escort you back to your palatial estate.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now it's like Yahoo's filming you at the mall and there's pictures of you with not wearing a mask outside.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
you're too big. I crawled my way to the middle. I'm staying right there. It's sweet.
Yeah, you want to hang out in the middle.
If I'm writing on a show and that show gets canceled, wasn't my show.
Right.
I'm going to get hired on another one next week.
That's right. That's right. I think the middle's the place to be now.
No one's going
to
me too me. Me who?
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and he's too famous. How much of his life, really? I mean, if you think about his fame, it's brought him all this money. It's brought him many accolades. But
a lot of wine.
A lot of wine and a lot of hassle, too, right? Also, I think we should all go Ronan Farrow in the sexuality department, which is, you ask, what?
Mysterious?
I just don't know. Just don't know. What's your... Yeah, I'm going Ronan Farrow. Ask me what my thing is.
What's your thing?
No thing.
But what are you really into?
I like to watch a lot of screensaver porn.
Uh-huh.
It's just porn, but it has, like, there's Zion, there's the Grand Canyon, stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's not really any genre.
Oh, I see. The Galaxy? You ever jerk off to The Galaxy?
Thought about it. I know. I may jerk off. I may not.
Uh-huh.
And when I do, who knows what I'll be thinking about. I don't. Are you attractive? I don't know. Is she attractive? I don't know.
That's who are you attracted to?
Them.
Okay.
Yep. There you go. Scandal free since 1981.
Right.
Yeah. There's nothing going on.
Wow.
There's no, you can't pin the man down.
Right.
And that's why he's the perfect sleuth to go blow the lid off of everyone else's shit, because he doesn't have any skeletons in his closet. Is he married to a guy? I mean, he's gay, right? He has to be, or is he?
Let's ask him. Hey, Ronan Farrow, are you gay?
And he's sat. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's married to John Lovett.
Oh, the
excuse me,
host?
Lovitz.
Not that John Lovett. The other John Lovett?
Yeah.
The Freakonomics?
Pod Save America.
Pod Save America.
Not Stephen Levitt.
That's Levitt. Sorry. God damn it. Just too many people, right?
Yeah.
We're just in the Lovett, the Lovitts, the Levitts. I'm already, my head's spinning. All right. Go, Ronan.
So Kanye West, who's spoken openly now about his mental health issues, explained his interruption of Taylor Swift's video music awards acceptance speech back in 2009. And I have it if you need your memory jog. So let's watch that first, just in case you need a refresher.
That was 2009.
I always dreamed about what it would be like to maybe win one of these someday, but I never actually thought that would happen. I sing country music, so thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Jesus Christ. Forgot about how uncomfortable this was.
Best videos of all
time.
She's
mortified. Mixed reaction.
Poor Beyonce.
So.
Now, the best is Beyonce is smiling. She appreciated the effort.
Yeah.
So. Flattering. After all these years, he has thoughts about it now. Kanye says he listened to a voice in his head, which he claimed belonged to God. He justified the interruption by saying, quote, if God ain't want me to run on stage and say Beyonce had the best video, he wouldn't have sat me in the front row. The Lord works in mysterious ways, he says. And 4 years ago, Kanye was hospitalized for 10 days for temporary psychosis.
10 days. I'm sorry to say.
10 days.
Ten days.
That's what I said, but
10 days.
I thought you meant 10 days. Yeah.
He picked. Sorry, did I say 10 days?
Yeah.
No.
You said
10 days.
10 days. Like easy.
Oh, I'm like the reporter that said the man climbed all the way up a mountain, but he's gay. He's blind. I mean, he's blind.
Yeah.
No, you got the you got Kanye no, and you
yeah,
got
yay.
And
oh,
you
I
got
said 10 days.
And you got Yeezys. His shoes are like Yeezys. So now he should be measured in units of 10 yays.
Thank you.
On yay number 3.
You're right.
I tried to fashion a raft for me and my volleyball.
On the 7th yay, he rested.
That's right.
Thank you, guys. So he picked up the Bible in the psych ward and now says that was part of what God hit me with. You know, God has a calling for all of us, and he uses it in different ways, different yays. And so that explains why he ran up on stage, because God told him to do it.
Have you ever had the New Orleans delicacy, the dessert called Bendays? Have you ever enjoyed those, Gina?
I have, and I also use that sometimes when my muscles are sore.
Oh, beignet. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I wonder if, like, instead of he picked up the Bible in the insane ward, he picked up the TV guide. Would that would the Gilmore Girls tell him to go on stage?
Yeah. You know what I miss?
Nice current reference.
I like
reunion.
If you God telling you what to do, but was it Berkowitz? Who had his dog telling him what to do?
Berkowitz.
Son of Sam.
Son of Sam. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of miss that, right? Like your pet having dominion over you.
Yeah.
Like my dog, if my dog could tell me what to do, it wouldn't be killing prostitutes. It'd be a lot of getting him jerky treats. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It involved him.
I mean, look, I'm no prosecutor, but I will say if your dog in fact is telling you what to do, he's not saying kill runaways.
Right.
He's saying bring me kibble.
Yes, if my dog could tell me what to do, his dick would be in my mouth as I stretched my hand out to feed him little pieces of pork.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It'd be a sexual component as well. Yeah, there's no doubt that Phil.
Because when you pet him, you ever pet your dog's belly? You get a male dog?
Every day.
He moves that dick right over to your hand. He thinks, why is this guy teasing me? Every day. He gets so close.
You should write children's books. Like we talked about a varied career you've had, but you don't have a children's book. People love pets. They love to pet pets.
They love to pet pets.
I took a picture, Maxipad, I took a picture of Phil laying on the bed with my dog, with my son last night, with his arms around him. And there's the reason I got a 110-pound dog is because I just love a big, girthy dog. And he sleeps with my son, and my son just gets him in kind of a bear hug and goes to bed, or then Phil grunts, he makes a boom, and he pulls on him, and I just love that notion of that big. I also like the loose fur, like the neck fur that's just you could pull out.
It's rough.
Yeah, you could go full Stretch Armstrong with you could give him a dorsal fin and he wouldn't even know you were touching him. Like you could pull out 7 inches of just loose.
What kind of dog
skin.
Is it?
It's a black lab.
Oh yeah.
And he's but again, if he had dominion over me, it'd be exclusively getting him food.
Yeah.
I'd say that would be it. Possibly some walks, and again a turn for the sexuals, not off the table. Let me tell you, while Maxipad is finding that, tell you about Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's 15% on top of the money Geico would already be saving you if you were with Geico. So there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Save the 15%. Hop over to Geico and save in general at Geico. And by the way, this deal is up and running until October 7th at geico.com. All right. Oh, aww. There's a picture. Yeah, I saw Sonny with the Big Phil,
wow.
right before he went to bed, and I said, let me take a picture of this. This is cute. But this is another picture, too, I think, where Phil's looking at him and stuff. But it's sweet. It's nice seeing a kid's nature. And it's also funny, this dog is my daughter's dog, but he's smelly and he sheds too much fur. So my daughter's like, get him out. He smells. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
That's perfect for a boy.
That's what dogs do.
Yeah. Oh, man. Does she ever watch the video of when little baby Philly trotted into the room with a big bow on and she was crying and crying? Does she remember that?
Yeah.
That video is my favorite.
It is a great old video. And the thing about everybody is it's saying, oh, I'm going to play this song we used to listen to when we were so deeply in love. And they listen to it and they go, yeah, I heard you. Now I'm with somebody else. Yeah, that's sadly how people go. Only in movies do you jar people's memories and they go, oh, and then the harp
They're
plays and you,
back.
You transport back. Right. Yeah, she's not interested in big smelly Phil. She,
yeah, it's
old,
different.
Old miniature Phil. Do you have that Max Zapata, that old...
yeah, yeah, we're queuing it up.
Oh, God, that was great. Yeah, I put a big bow on him and he was a little puppy dog and we let him... On Christmas, someone dropped him off and we just pushed him. I just sort of pushed him down the hallway with his bow on.
That's still fine. But my gosh, P3 Georgie, I could have watched a Clippers game, but it's okay.
She's talking about the Clippers. Oh, here comes Phil.
What the fuck is that? Who's that?
I should show her this.
Who is that? What were you saying about a CP1?
Right.
Look how not obese he was.
I know.
Merry Christmas.
She's
Merry Christmas.
20 minutes later, he took a huge dump in her room on her shag carpet.
And it was on.
The honeymoon was over.
Tears of joy.
It was over. All right. We got it. Now he's just a big smelly turd. He doesn't sheds too much. His balls smell. They don't want him in the house.
First dog I ever owned in my life, I got for my kids when they were probably that age. And
you got it for, sorry, you got for your kids or they got it, you got from your kids?
For the kids.
You got it for the kids, sorry.
How would I get a dog from my kids?
No, I don't know. I thought
I heard
you said
that
too. You said the first dog you ever got in your life, you got from your kids.
No, but, I think I said gay.
Yeah. Ben, yeah. No, you were saying you got for your
so
kids.
I got
it
a
just
dog
sounded
from,
like from your
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, I got
all.
A dog for my kids. And it was a little dog. I like little dogs. Little shits. Sit on my lap. Take them on a plane.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a little Lhasa
Apso. Do that with Phil.
And we bring this dog home. And we're so excited. It was a rescue place. And he was the cutest one. And my kids fell in love with him. And he comes home and he gets into the living room and he has explosive diarrhea on the carpet and then proceeds to roll around in it.
Oh, yeah.
So we spent the first hour shampooing diarrhea out. And then he went to my bed where he sat on my pillow, which is a sign of dominance. And he bit me repeatedly on the arms until we had to return him to the rescue place.
Yeah. If people don't, I mean, the thing about young Phil is no one knows how much a dog eats. So they like fill up an army helmet with kibble and go, here's your dinner, boy. And the dogs, you work out the feeding and the times and the right food and blah, blah, blah. And also my daughter had this sort of novelty shag, like weird 70s, like sort of. Ironic shag, like it's so shaggy, it's a novelty shag, and Phil just walked right in and just took a giant sloppy deuce all over that, like literally that afternoon, like that
Don't
Christmas
you just have
morning.
To toss the rug because that shag, nothing's coming out of that.
I'll tell you, one of the best pieces of advice I will give to anybody out there is get one of those little Bissell handheld steam carpet, like spot whatever's. If you got kids, if you got pets, if you got carpet, if you got rugs, that'll be the best $126 you ever spend on your life. In your life, you just fill that little hopper with hot water and just, you know, you will be buzzing the shit out of that.
And don't forget promo code Adam.
Promo code Adam at Amazon. All right, Gina Grad, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Jim Jefferies going to be in tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Jim in a while. And last but not least, there is Simply Safe. Fear has no place at home. So please get yourself Simply Safe. There's two eyes in there. SimplySafe.com/Adam. Is where you go. FitzDog, Sunday Papers, FitzDog Radio, available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well. And the YouTube channel, I should say, sorry.
Greg, got a bunch of new shit on the YouTube
Fitzsimmons,
channel.
So please go there. And Let's see. Oh, Tempe Improv coming up. Rob Schneider's going to join us at the Tempe Improv. That'll be on the 19th as well. Just go to adamcarolla.com for all the live dates. And Salt Lake City coming up, doing live pods there. Wise Guys, October 2nd and 3rd. And I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. My book is available on Amazon. Get that as well. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Greg Fitzsimmons saying mahalo.
Stick around. Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla return with Good Sports next.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good Sports.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here. Quick reminder, make sure you check out Dave's of Thunder. We put up on our YouTube page about a week ago, the JetBlue letters. They require no backstory. Just sit back. If you have an hour to laugh, you will be delighted by the letter writing campaign. It's kind of the precursor to phony phone calls. It's letter writing to JetBlue and making some preposterous claims. Very funny. Anyway, enough about that. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. Ace, how you doing today? And what shall we tibbets about? I have a list of items to go through.
I'm well. Why don't you run off some of those and we'll see what we decide on.
Well, we have some things to talk about from really last week. You know, it looks like SoFi Stadium is going to be the real deal. It's a glorious thing. Although, where do you come down on that? We've talked about dome stadiums. Have you gotten a look at the new Los Angeles football stadium?
Yeah, I haven't physically been inside of it. I have flown over it a few times. I do kind of miss that part where the pilot would give you the heads up, you know, upon approach. You know, they used to always do a thing if there was the Grand Canyon on one side of the plane or a stadium under construction or a volcano or something. They'd go, hey, if you're sitting on the left side of the plane, look out your window. You'll see. I think it may all be part of the New World Order, which is each one of those announcements would start with, if you're on the right side of the plane, you'll be able to see the Grand Arch in Utah or Monument Valley or something, right? But you immediately eliminated 50% of the plane and more than 50% of the plane, because if it's a window and you're not on a window seat, then maybe the person in one from the window can catch a glimpse at something. But you really have to look out, look down as you fly over the stadium. Obviously, and famously, the stadium was put subterranean so that it would not stick up into the sky. They probably had, Gary, you can probably find it, but they probably had a drop-dead height, which is nothing on this stadium can go higher than, and there was a mark.
Why is that advantageous? What's the benefit?
I'll tell you why. So first things first, it's on the approach of LAX.
I can find the height, but I know that the playing surface is 10 stories exactly down from ground level.
It did not look 10 stories at all. 10 stories is 100 feet. That's a lot. That's interesting that it was it sea level or like terra firma? But anyway, we'll dig into we'll get into the weeds here. But so it's on the approach of LAX. So it cannot be higher than 5 stories, or no building could be higher than 50 feet, okay, or no antenna, or nothing shall protrude past this 50-foot mark.
So the ceiling, the roof rises to 275 feet above the field, so 175 feet above ground level.
Right. All right. So the drop dead mark is 200 feet or whatever it is, but you can't go higher than that. So anyway, when you're flying in, it's random. Sometimes you see it out of the right side of the plane. Sometimes you see it out of the left side of the plane, but you have to know to look, as I always do, because I like construction. It's kind of cool. I'm a Rams fan, whatever, but it is interesting that the pilots have dropped the prompter to go look out the window, because in a world of haves and have-nots, then everyone sitting on the wrong side of the plane is all of a sudden a have-not, and we don't do that anymore. because it was a very common thing in growing up and hearing, you know, if you watched a sitcom, it would go, and for those who are sitting on the left side of the plane, you know, that was just a common trope, right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I'm vain enough that I would always resent that. And I feel like that this is true in my heart. My brain may disagree. I feel like I was never on the correct side of the plane. I don't think I ever was in the line of sight, which then I also, so then I'm trying to look through the other side. You know, I'm trying to look through the other guy's window, but he's got the land. Well, who gave this guy like the god of the window at the thing? Like if you get the window seat, like this thing of like, can you lower that? Cause I'm trying to watch a movie over here. Like, no, I like it open. And conversely, sometimes he'll has it closed. Like, but the pilot just told us to look out that window, and now you're depriving me of that. You know,
I don't like any of that. I do miss the guy who wouldn't slide his shutter shut when they were playing a movie. But that's when they used to play a movie. Now it's in your phone or it's on your seat rest in front of you. Like it doesn't have it. It affects it, but it isn't the. It used to be just a deal breaker. Like if you were up in first class and they had that movie screen or monitor up there and they were showing a movie for the flight. Imagine how quaint that sounds. Us explaining to our kids, like, what's the flight in this movie? Well, oh, I've seen that before. Or there would be that thing where it's like, oh, they changed a movie for the flight. You would actually check what the movie was for the flight, but it would be ruined because the one guy did not close his shade in the middle and it just shot sunlight all over the screen and blew it out. And my thing is, the stewardess, as we called them back then, would ask everyone to shut their shades, but some would inevitably not do it. And the stewardesses never enforced it. They never like came by and went, hey, I don't know if you missed the announcement I made into the machine that amplifies my voice, but I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and shut that shade for me. Like they never enforced it.
I also like the idea that your response to that, if the woman said that to you, that you might have blown some cigarette smoke in her face.
Right.
That's one of the things that is hard. I can't imagine if you are our kid's age, like, the notion that half the plane used to be burning nails is so foreign even to me now. I can't even imagine sitting in the smoking section of the airplane. How insane that must have been. Was it just, I remember being on smoking flights, but the whole thing must have just been a big plume of smoke on the inside, right?
Yes, and although I just heard this because I have done a fair amount of flying in the age of COVID, and everyone is always kind of wondering, well, why aren't, you know, if the edict is spread out, stay outdoors, you can't go into the supercuts. You can get a haircut out on the sidewalk, but you can't go into the supercuts. That's too dangerous, you know, which is obviously insane. But anyway, what's going on an airplane? Yeah, there's 90 people and on a Southwest flight. And if you really think about it, it's 90 people in a space cubic foot wise, the size of my living room, except for with a lower ceiling, you know? So what's going on? How come every pilot, how come every flight attendant isn't ravaged by COVID-19? And they say, well, A, it's not as bad as everyone says it is, but B, it's circulating the air. They have good air scrubbers and big air circulators. And the reason the air is circulated at such a fast volume is because it was originally there for smoking. So you would have to have that air scrubber basically turn the air around, like, you know, pull in, you know, completely. I don't know what the stats are, but like in 2.5 minutes, it circulates all the air that was in the cabin. And initially, I think I'd heard that a lot of that was for smoking, which kind of makes sense that it would do that volume.
Ha, huh, that's interesting. That is a good question that I am not with you as much. I'm much more frightened about the 19 than you are. But yeah, that is an interesting question that you would think that's just a vessel to spread the 19 all over to anyone who's within that airplane. I also wonder, you know, you go to those things when you go to the amusement park. They have like the, if you're not this tall, you can't ride the ride. It seems like there are more stringent requirements for riding the roller coaster than sitting on the sitting in the seat that opens the escape door. Like, shouldn't there be some minimum standard test before you actually can claim that thing? Like, they don't even check when if you book the line, your flight early enough, you can get that seat, and there's no like, can you confirm what your bench press is? Or is it like, shouldn't right. there be some question?
I know.
They just come like, it's too late now. You're not getting me out of the seat anyway. Do you agree with, sir? Do you agree with what you've just heard? Like, yeah. I'll boost that door. I'll play hero for this flight. Like, yeah, never mind the fact that who knows if you can do it. I don't know. What if you're a weakling? What if you're Damashek? Does anybody want to get on a plane where Damashek's the key to escape? No, you don't.
The average American, upon arriving in the driver's seat of their rental car, takes 15 minutes to figure out how to get it into reverse. What are the chances there's going to be smoke billowing out of the back of the plane and you're going to all of a sudden undo that thing and kick the door out and deploy the raft? You know what I mean?
Hey, fatty, this plane is now 30 feet under the sea and sinking fast. Get that thing open. Don't worry, everybody. Damashek's got it. Like, what? Jump 10 minutes later, we're all dead. We're all at the bottom of the sea now.
Not enough of that.
Apply a test.
But the other thing I was thinking about as you were saying that is I have been in hotels. I was in a hotel in Chicago. I've been to a few events and things of that nature where they took your temperature before you went into the or whatever the venue was or the hotel or what have you. I'm trying to think. I know I did it in Chicago in a hotel, and I think I've done it out here at some other events, but not to get on the airplane. You walk right on the airplane.
Huh, they don't really? No. I haven't flown in 6 months, so I wouldn't know. But they really? They don't do that?
No, not to get on the plane. So I mean, it's that way to
that's
go
another
into a hotel, but not onto an airplane.
I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get it.
No, they didn't hit me when I flew either.
Yeah, they don't to get on a plane.
That's why you need standardized across the country. Anyway, I don't want to.
Right. But now there's two arguments. One is you got to start doing it before you get on a plane. And the other argument is why do you have to do it to go into a hotel? Like, it's both arguments now.
I hear you, but yeah, well, you can't leave it to private corporations to decide what their standard's going to be.
Well, anyway. The hotel does. The hotel's a private whatever. I mean, they don't want to get sued or whatever. And maybe they're just doing it for their high-end clients to feel safe. I don't know what it is, but Southwest is going to get sued, too, if they spread it all on one flight or whatever. There's just something... There's something about flying that just ignores every rule you've heard of with COVID-19, and you're traveling by nature. Like, you're going from one city to the next state. Like, you're traveling all over the place and just picking up this potpourri of human beings.
And it's been, last thing I read about it a week ago was that flights are not are not perpetuating the 19 as much as people were afraid it was going to. So, yeah, it's unusual. But bottom line is this: SoFi Stadium looks great. I hate that it's got a glass roof over it because it's better. Some of the greatest games ever in the LA Coliseum are when it rained and it turned into a mud field. And the Chargers are going to look great because of their uniforms. And I don't know what the Rams did to themselves with that weird gray uniform, but it ain't good.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the weird fade on the numbers at the bottom.
The numbers ain't good, but that gray beige thing that they're going to be wearing out there on purpose is.
Well, Gary will find it for the next show. Let me hit Bet Online here. NBA, NHL, playoffs. Bet Online has you covered if you want to get in on the action. Why not? Including the NBA playoff bracket contest as well. MLB continues through the summer as well. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has hundreds of odds, futures, and props to bet on. Plus, the casino never closes. Head to the website today, sign up, receive your welcome bonus on your first deposit. What do? Well, you visit betonline.ag, our exclusive partner at Podcast One. Don't forget promo code Podcast One for your sign-up bonus. Also, boxing, UFC, soccer, it's all there. Get your sign-up bonus and get started today. Go to betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Good times, Friday edition of Good Sports coming at you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And pick up Adam's new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, available everywhere across all formats. And all the links are at adamcarolla.com.